views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy to be here today. But wait a minute, I'm actually not here today. Oh, I'm here. I'm just not on the air. Where I am, however, is somewhere that I will talk about next week, as I will have lots of interesting stories to share with all of you. So today's show was recorded a few weeks ago, and as such, I will not be doing readings today. Don't call, no one will answer. Next week, however, I will be doing readings all hour. Thank you, Justin, for producing today's show, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. This is going to be a neat show, and one that I've been wanting to do for quite some time, as it involves practical tools that are in your power for optimal well-being. Today, we're going to be talking about Tai Chi and Qigong, which we all know about it, we see it in the park, but it seems kind of intimidating to break through the Tai Chi ritual enough to ask some basic questions, such as, what is this? Is this exercise? Is it a martial art? My guest today is Nick Graysonen, who is a master at this, so who better to ask my questions to? For those tuning into the show for the first time, welcome. Just a bit about who I am. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to embrace joy by utilizing universal energy efficiently. It is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked, almost as if we're working twice as hard but only getting half as far. This leads to frustration, stress, and still little movement forward. My role is not to define your path, but rather help you use energy effectively so that you're moving that energy to your back, now working half as hard but getting twice as far. As a result, there is movement of energy and joy can be embraced, all from a position of great strength. Last year, I was given the great honor of being named one of the top 50 psychics in the United States in the book Top 50 Psychics by Jennifer Diamond, which was such an honor. If you're interested in scheduling a session, you can do so directly on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. As I do sessions over phone and Skype, as well as in person, clarity, guidance, and insight, no matter where you are, is just a call or click away. So before I bring on my guest, I always like to come up with a tarot card that talks to the theme of the show. And today I actually came up with two cards, one representing pre-Tai Chi and one representing post-Tai Chi. For pre-Tai Chi, I have the Five of Wands, where five individuals are in various impressive, aggressive stances as they fight each other. Now, whether this is an actual fight or more appropriately, the one inside our minds, pushing against force does not yield the best result and can, in fact, block movement forward. In this card, while lots is happening, nothing is actually moving. My post-Tai Chi card is the Two of Swords, which has a person with two swords sitting calmly on a bench with a blindfold over her eyes. You know that she is able to take action as needed from a greater place of inner harmonious balance. The amount of power and strength she has no relation to her size and muscles. Her power to go into battle, or more importantly, to be active in her life to embrace joy, starts from inner peace and power from within. So let me introduce my guest who can talk to this subject much better than I can. Master Nick Graysonen has a 39-year career as a teacher of Qigong, Tai Chi, Chinese Dao Yin Yoga, and Chinese martial arts. One of the first foreigners to study in the People's Republic of China in the 1980s, Nick has apprenticed to many of the foremost grand masters in China and North America. An elite athlete, he won medals for the U.S. teams at 6 world championships for Chinese martial arts. In 2012, he was awarded his 10th degree black belt from the International Wushu Research Federation, and he is recognized as one of the first non-Asian masters of his art. Inside Kung Fu named him 1999 one of the 100 people who have made the greatest impact in martial arts in the past 100 years, and 2005's Man of the Year. You can learn more about him at www.dctaichi.com, and that's spelled dctaichi.com. Welcome, Nick, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much, Eve. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Oh my gosh, the pleasure and honor is all mine, but thank you. You know, I will often recommend people consider doing Tai Chi, you know, to my clients, and they'll always have this kind of grimace on their face. And I'll say, it's too slow, right? And they say, yes, that's it. And I say, that's exactly why it's good for you. And so I want to hear more about what is this thing? What is Tai Chi?
Well, you know, Tai Chi Chuan has a very diverse history. It originally was developed as a martial art, and then gradually, around the turn of the century in the late 18, early 1900s, people began to recognize Tai Chi's benefit and efficacy for health, and really improving not only longevity, but the quality of life. And people who were practicing for most of their lives were widely recognized as being very vigorous, very vital and energetic because they had, the ability to enjoy good health. They had a great outlook, very positive people, and very charismatic because of that. So Tai Chi masters became very well known, charismatic and enigmatic figures in their communities. And people wanted to investigate, why is Tai Chi good for them? And what did it do for these old veterans that it might be able to do for me?
Mm-hmm.
The essential component is that Tai Chi realized its connection to traditional Chinese medicine. And the same type of energy that the acupuncturist or Chinese doctor seeks to regulate and free up in the body is the same thing that the Qigong or Tai Chi practitioner is working to allow and to smooth out. So the feeling of practice is not exhausting. It's rather different than other kinds of exercise. Because when you finish the practice, you don't feel wiped out. You don't feel like, oh gosh, that was so grueling and I'm so tired now. You actually should feel a bit invigorated. And you may feel like some muscle groups, maybe the thighs, the shoulders, do get a bit of a workout. They do feel a bit tired, but overall your body feels tingling with energy and you feel wonderful. So, a lot of people who have really tried Tai Chi and found that it has those kinds of benefits, they're just completely sold. So, the question is getting people to try it and not only try it, but with an experienced and qualified teacher, which is a bit of a problem in our industry because lots of people are teaching, but not everyone has the chops to be in that position.
Well, and because they really need to know accurate form, but also it's a health issue as well. And because, but before we get to that, now, so this is connected with the acupuncture and so Chinese medicine. So it's mm-hmm. exercise, a martial art, and Chinese medicine all rolled into one. would you say that's accurate?
It is. That's very accurate.
Wow.
And, you know, the connection to Qigong, you know, there's Qigong is not Tai Chi, but Tai Chi is a kind of Qigong. So if that makes sense. So when you do practice Qigong, there are hundreds of styles of Qigong in China and now spreading out throughout the world. And the principle of Qigong is that you move the body's intrinsic energy, you move the qi through the body to help attain vibrant health, and also a real sense of deep relaxation, which is a wonderful byproduct of the practice. And if you practice Tai Chi boxing with the same intent, then Tai Chi becomes a kind of Qigong. But Tai Chi is also a martial art, and usually people who are interested in just the health benefit don't want to practice Tai Chi as such. They want to practice it just for the health benefit, and that's fine. You know, the intention is the important thing, and, you know, parallels a lot of what you said in the introduction remarks today about your intention, your feeling, and your own sense of freeing your energy and empowering yourself through a practice. And Tai Chi and Qigong are two different practices which allow you to do that. And they complement one another.
Well, I definitely want to get into this in more depth, particularly about the benefits, because I think that is, there's a lot of confusion around it because people, I think, are a little, they don't know where to ask. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with my guest, Tai Chi Master Nick Graysonen. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Treat the Body and Expand the Soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Then the power is in your own hands. It's the moment of truth. You're giving it all. Standing alone, willing to fall. If you can do it, get up and prove it. Get up and show them who you are. It's the moment of truth. It's
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I am Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. As this show was recorded earlier, I am not doing readings today. However, I will be back next week with readings. Today, I'm here with my guest, Tai Chi Master Nick Graysonen. Nick, I have a few more questions for you, but before that, can you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you, more about Tai Chi and all that stuff?
You know, one, Wikipedia, of course, offers so much information. And just to get some general information about Qigong or Tai Chi, I think that's a great resource. If you would like more information about me, please visit my website, www.dctaichi.com. And there's some introductory information. And we also have a YouTube channel. So because Tai Chi is a movement art, I think, you know, the video aspect and the modern technology is wonderful for us. So if you go to YouTube and look for DC Tai Chi, you'll find a lot of video there that is useful for reference and just for entertainment value as well. You know, so some of the very old masters who have now passed, unfortunately, are there to still share their inspiration with us. And you know, when you see someone who's in their 80s, able to move so gracefully and so powerfully, that for me personally inspires me even after so many decades of practice. Every time I see that type of video, it makes me want to just get up and go train.
Well, thank you for mentioning the YouTube because while I'm sure you would agree, it's always best if you can be working with an instructor who can really be fine-tuning and pinpointing your alignment and everything like that. Sometimes it's just not available. And I know when I was moving from cross-country, I had been taking Tai Chi, but I couldn't find an instructor that was really working for me. And at the time, I didn't want to lose a lot of the tools. And so I was able to turn to some of those YouTube clips. So thank you for mentioning that. Now, before the break, we were talking, which is perfect segue into the break, was talking about some of the health benefits that can happen, that can occur with Tai Chi, because we look at it, but it seems so slow. So how can this bring about health benefits, and what are the health benefits of doing Tai Chi, no matter the age?
Well, you know, for many years we had only anecdotal evidence, but now there's actually evidence-based research that has come from many prominent universities. The groundbreaking study was done at Emory University in Atlanta in 1995. And since then, there have been many studies that are really well done, very thorough, double-blind studies that have produced evidence that Tai Chi is very good for developing relaxation. It's great for falls prevention. It's wonderful for improving balance, for bone density. It's great for improving circulation and range of motion, especially in elderly and infirm practitioners. And, you know, I think one of the biggest benefits for Tai Chi or from Tai Chi is really to be able to relax under pressure. And a lot of people, you know, if you've got any degree of pain or illness that you deal with on a daily basis, it just becomes part of your life. And, you know, your body tends to just sort of hold on to negative. It holds on to pain in the same way that when you have a toothache, you hold your jaw, you have a tummy ache, you hold your stomach, you bang your knee or your elbow, and you hold that joint for quite some time. And, you know, the negative feelings, both in the body and also emotionally and psychologically, that we hang on to, you know, it doesn't require a rigorous action to get rid of those. What it requires is that we allow them to go away. And I think the deep relaxation and this lasting sense of calm that comes for me from doing Qigong and Tai Chi, it's very similar to deep mindful meditation. You really can relax your body. So when you relax the muscle, physiologically what happens is that the muscles start to relax a bit, and any place that the muscle is tight and causing some kind of impingement on the nerve or on the joints, then that starts to go away. The nerve feels better. The joints feel better. And often people complain about not being able to sleep well. Their sleep cycles often interrupted. They don't feel like they can relax very well. And those are the two biggest concerns I have from new students who come to my Tai Chi classes. It used to be when I was teaching, I had a school for many years in Western Pennsylvania, and people would come in and say, oh, my back's sore, my knees ache, something like this, usually some sort of body ache or illness. And since moving to D.C., Washington, D.C., a few years ago, I'd say the two most common complaints are, again, the I can't sleep well, and I just can't seem to relax. That's a huge gift that we can give ourselves.
And I imagine it's also not something that you can do one time. Okay, I had one good night's sleep, so now my body is working back to capacity. It's something that this can help make it change your whole physiological structure so that this is an ongoing thing, and it's you don't have the ups and downs that living a stressful life sometimes gives us.
Sure.
And when we look
actually, one of my teachers, a prominent doctor in Shanghai, who's one of my teachers, he said that healing is like climbing a mountain. If it took you X amount of time to get to the top, meaning it took that much time for your illness or your injury to manifest, whatever amount of time that is, maybe it took weeks, maybe it took years, but whatever amount of time it took to go up, it will take almost the same amount of time to come down. Mm-hmm. So healing really has to be a process. And it's not something that we can take the magic pill and, oh, it's gone. And, you know, I know often people have asked me, like, you know, well, I've done Tai Chi. I've done a couple weeks of it, and I'm not feeling that much better. I feel a little better, but it's like you've had a lifetime of holding on to negative and holding on to tension. And now you've had results in 2 weeks. To me, that's amazing. I often look at it as a process or a journey rather than a destination. You don't do it a couple of times or even for a few months and then say, oh, this is going to fix everything right now, you know, because you really have to change not only the way you move, but you have to change the way you think and the way you perceive your pain or your injury or your illness. And often people with chronic illness or pain identify with that. And so it doesn't become like, hi, my name's Nick. It becomes, hi, I'm Nick, I have this. Mm-hmm. Or even worse, hi, I have this and my name's Nick.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really think it's important for people to separate from that. And my wife, personally, my wife is disabled. She had Lyme disease many, many years ago, and it's a chronic condition. And I remember watching her struggle with losing her ability to move well. And she was a professional dancer and choreographer. And watching her go through that process was, of course, very difficult, very painful for me, but it was also very informative because throughout the whole ordeal, she maintained this strong sense of self and refused to let it defeat her. And so she would not be defined by her illness. And at that time, I watched an interview with Michael J. Fox about having Parkinson's. And I think it was Katie Couric who asked him on television, Michael, what's it like to go back to work with Parkinson's? And he said, Katie, I give my illness as much time as it needs every day, but not one second more. And I think that's a perfect balance, which is essentially when we look at the Taiji symbol, the yin yang symbol, or, you know, American pronunciation, the yin and yang symbol. When you look at that symbol, that's really what it represents, is a sphere that is perfectly balanced. And, you know, what's a bigger challenge for most of us in our lives than to find that balance? And that's, you know, really when we practice, whether we're doing Qigong or yoga or meditation or Tai Chi or any kind of discipline, the ultimate goal should be not to get to that place where I'm a master or something. That's you know, really beside the point. The real skill is the process of finding balance. And I think that's the real benefit. And when people, you know, can get away from trying to learn a routine or just, you know, I want to be this master, or I want to have that form, or I want to do this kind of skill. And they realize that it's really a process and it's a lifestyle, really, that you have to adopt, and it will really change your life for the better.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that story. Gosh, I have so many more questions to ask you, but thank you for all that you've been telling me so far. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got more questions for my guest, Nick Graysonen. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
If this life is one act, why do we lay all these traps? We put them right in our path when we just want to be free. I will not waste my days.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to, that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. As this show was recorded earlier, I'm not doing readings today. However, readings will start back up next week, and I will have interesting stories to share with you. You can learn more about me or schedule a tarot card reading at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. A reading is done over phone or Skype worldwide, takes about 60 to 75 minutes, includes a summary of everything discussed, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. Now, if you are just tuning in, I am here talking with my amazing guest, Nick Graysonen, about Tai Chi and Qigong. And again, before we get to readings, before we get started going forward here, Nick, can you tell us more about the YouTube videos and everything about reaching you?
Sure. Thanks, Eve. There's a really good source on YouTube and Vimeo where you can find all kinds of Tai Chi videos and Qigong videos. The important thing is really to only use these as a reference if it's at all possible. If you're in an area where there is a good teacher, then please go to the teacher and learn how to do it properly. And, you know, the problem that I see, you know, occasionally I'm invited to judge at competitions or to give workshops and seminars. And often I see people who are self-taught using YouTube or using DVDs or whatever media they have available. And they make so many fundamental errors that occasionally, you know, some of those mistakes can be actually harmful. So, you know, if your posture is incorrect, let's say you pronate your knees kind of fall inward toward the big toe and past it while you're doing movements, and your weighted leg is doing that kind of pronation, then with time, the knee will get an injury. So it's important to, at least if you're learning from DVD or from YouTube, try to go get to a workshop, get somewhere where you can actually have a good teacher give you some feedback and do some critique. And that will help you quite a bit to avoid injury. You know, I often say it's not that you practice, it's how you practice. And I think that's true for most things, right?
But,
you know, I think especially with movement, you know, you don't want to hurt yourself in the process of trying to make yourself better.
Absolutely. So, now, you know, when we look at Tai Chi and we hear about it and we see it, and it seems like it has tremendous benefits for the elderly, particularly as you mentioned, with balance and circulation and bone density. Can this be useful for people at all stages of life? I know that when people are going through perimenopause, that there can be heart issues and anxiety. When people may be younger but dealing with other stress-related illnesses, could this be of use for them as well?
Oh, certainly. You know, there's one of the most ancient documents that they have in China regarding medicine and wellness. Starts out with the phrase, "When you feel pain, move it away." And I think that's very telling, because just on an instinctive level, when people feel pain, they often start to move a little bit. And, you know, you feel, you know, you can see young children, you know, being a grandpa, I'm often with my 8-year-old grandson and 4-year-old granddaughter. And if they fall and bump a knee or bump an elbow on a door or something like this, they'll hold that elbow and run across the room going, "Oh, I can't believe I got hurt. And so, you know, they're running around the room going, you know, "Oh, that hurts. You know, so moving is a great reaction to many factors of life. And I think it's such an important thing, you know, that phrase, "When you feel pain, move it away." Again, I go back to my previous observation that the human condition is one of holding on to negatives. So mm-hmm. when you feel something's bad, you belabor that point. You think about it all the time, and often it becomes a defining aspect of your life. But I really feel like moving and getting the tension out of the body and allowing the body circulation, you know, blood is the great healer. So improving the circulation and allowing the tension to leave the muscles and thereby the joints and the nerves, it's such a wonderful tool. And for sure. I mean, older people that I worked with, and my eldest student was 104, bless her soul, before she passed. So, at her 100th birthday party, she and I performed Tai Chi together for her family and friends. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house, including my own. It was really a moving experience, both literally and figuratively. But, the youngest students that I've taught have been, maybe pre-teens, probably, 11, 12 years old. Usually for children, Tai Chi is not that appealing because it is so slow. But I think that especially for children with some sort of a challenge like ADHD or ADD issues, learning to do something that requires a bit of slowing down is quite useful. And also it's been proven that learning movement sequence is very, very useful in helping children with movement disorder reprogram their muscles. So mm-hmm. the nervous system has to be patterned a little bit. And just like children who are paralyzed or have some serious issues like spinal muscular atrophy, other kinds of problems like this, they can't move on their own. So an aid has to move the body for them. And it's a vital part of not just physical health, but also stimulating the brain. If you're in a great mood and you get bad news, suddenly all your aches and pains start to manifest a little bit. Mm-hmm. And likewise, if you're feeling achy and like, "Oh, it's rainy and kind of overcast and I'm in a down mood and my back hurts, et cetera," and then you get good news. Someone calls you haven't spoken to for a while, you get a great email or a phone call, and suddenly you forgot about your back pain. It doesn't even seem to be there anymore. So, you know, how you're thinking and how you're feeling are really intertwined, and I don't think they can be separated. And it's that kind of image that you have from your first card today, the Five of Wands, the image of the people moving around with the wands. In Chinese we say the lin means L-I-N means a forest, but it also refers to a body of people, a group of people. So, for instance, you know, wushu is the term for martial arts, and wulin means the martial forest or the group of people who practice martial arts. And, when you see a group and everybody's practicing together, there's this other vital aspect of it, which is the social aspect of practice, and which can be really uplifting. It can really help people who are feeling a bit down interact with others with similar interest, and everybody feels better. And, you know, I'm sure you can attest to that, being in a group class and everybody's really getting into it and having a great time. You feel it. You really feel that shared joy of movement.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, it's wonderful.
And also with that too, sometimes when you go to a group, say a group exercise class, you're looking at the other people saying, I can't do that. I can't do that. Whereas in a Tai Chi class, and no matter where I've been, they've always, you have such a diverse group of people. You've got it from the young to the old, from the flexible to the people who can't touch their toes and not saying any names. And so, but you're all doing something that you can do together. And that's a perfect segue to, you know, one of the things I love about Tai Chi are the names of some of the movements, like cloud hands and parting the mane, horse's mane, and everything like that. We've got a break coming up, but just before that, perhaps we can do like an exercise or something that people could kind of get a sense of what is a Tai Chi movement. What does that entail? We only have about a minute before break, but if there's quick, we can kind of set it up and then we'll talk about it more when we come back.
Sure. You know, here's a very simple thing you can do even sitting down, and that is dropping one shoulder down. So use let's say your left hand to touch your right shoulder. And mm-hmm. when you touch it, you'll feel possibly there's some tension in the upper back there going up into the neck. So putting your hand, your other hand there, allows you to feel the warmth of your hand go to the shoulder and let the muscle relax. And with the muscle relaxing, let the shoulder joint sink down a little bit. So we say chan jian, sink the shoulder and let the arm rise up like a teeter-totter until your wrist is about as high as the shoulder. And then let the elbow drop. So we say chui zo, mm-hmm. let the elbow fall down and the wrist then sit down, suo wan. So you feel your arm creates an arc. So there's a curved shape in the arm. And in architecture, the arch is stronger than the line. So right now you feel, oh, my shoulder feels good. It feels relaxed. And you may even feel a kind of tingling sensation moving out to the fingers and palm. So that's
yes.
a very simple thing called Kisho, raising your hand.
Love it. Thank you for that. We are going to just take our last quick break. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
And the telephone keeps ringing. And the boss man knows I know it's him. And the bills ain't gonna pay themselves. Don't matter anyway, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountain. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit LynnMBrown.com or call 206-931-7356.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
On a quiet, shady riverbank, let the world go on without me. Wouldn't have it any other way, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Ain't in no hurry, I'd be a fool now, no worry.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic, with my guest, Tai Chi Master Nick Grayson. And we're talking Tai Chi. We've just found a couple, I heard about some moves we can try at home. Although I really definitely encourage you, if you haven't thought about, if you thought about doing it, but been kind of too afraid to go into it, not sure what to expect, definitely please try it out, because the benefits are innumerable and just wonderful for the mind and body. Now, Nick, if somebody was wanting to say, okay, I'm going to try this out, what do they do? What do they ask?
Well, you know, there are many, many styles of Tai Chi. You know, originally there was one style, and then this started in the Chen family village in central China in Hunan province, and it branched out until now we have five major family styles, and each of these styles has its own characteristics. And, you know, it's like great food or great music. It's connected, but it's a little bit different, but they all share the same principles. And I think that's the thing to look for, you know. Really, for someone who is completely a novice, has never had any experience with Tai Chi before, I would recommend strongly that you read up about it a little bit online and then use those references. When you go to a class, find out what kind of background the teacher has. Are they at all certified? Do they have any kind of training to teach, not just to do, because sometimes people can do things well, but they can't teach it. And, you know, so having had some sort of pedagogy would be great. And especially if someone has health issues and postures need to be accommodated for that practitioner. So, you know, it's really important that the teacher has the wherewithal to be able to teach you. And, you know, having a good vibe with the person is I think, absolutely necessary. If you go in and you find that the teacher is very pedantic and just preachy and, you know, doesn't want to listen to anybody and won't ever answer a question or, you know, has that type of demeanor, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, avoid that kind of teacher if they're really pushy like that. And, you know, be able to talk to them and be able to open up about what's going on for you. You know, if you have a bad back, if you had some organ problem or an illness, you should be able to speak to your teacher about that. And I would, for myself as a teacher, I really want to know about my students so that I can help them. You know, the more I know, the better I can do. The other thing is that when someone is going to a Tai Chi class, you really have to consider that it's not just something you do. I go to the class once a week and then I'm all done. You should. We have an old saying in China that you should go to class to learn how to practice and then go home and practice.
Yeah.
So again, this idea that it really has to become part of your daily life, just like anything to be effective. You know, if you only watch your diet when you're at a Weight Watchers meeting and then you forget about it completely, it's not really going to work.
No, totally. And again, it doesn't matter how flexible you are. You don't have to be super bendy or anything like that, because it really works for, but you will strengthen that flexibility, correct?
Yes. Oh, for sure. Tai Chi is really good for range of motion, but you know, it's also very good for strength. And especially for myself, being hitting my 60s soon, I find that although I am quite flexible, I really feel like my muscle tone is starting to go down a little bit. So I really need to maintain muscle tone and strength more than I need to work about maintaining and improving flexibility. So you do need range of motion, but you have to be strong. So again, it goes back to the Tai Chi symbol, the balance between the yin and yang qualities of the body. And the other important thing that I think people should think about is that if you have any kind of physical limitation, you know, like Parkinson's or MS or fibromyalgia, it's really important to bring that up with your instructor, because for instance, Parkinson's patients really need to do things that are large. They need to do big movements. They need to vocalize, because as you may be aware, the typical Parkinson's patient gets very, very quiet and their movements get very small. So when I know I have a lot of Parkinson's patients in a class, we do a warm-up that is geared toward them. We do bigger movements. I ask people to speak. I encourage people to vocalize during some action. And maybe during an exhalation, I ask them to really let some sound come out. And that's helpful for them. But if there aren't any Parkinson's patients in the class, I might not give that warm up. So, really being open with communication with your teacher is, I think, just as important as having a teacher who is really qualified. If they're very qualified, but they don't know about your concerns, they can't help you as effectively.
And, you know, we're all tempted to, when we try something new, we kind of sneak in the back and then we kind of say, well, let me just watch. And it's really helpful, particularly for this. We're all in this journey together. And so we're all there to help encourage and support each other on our own individual journeys that are going to be unique to that person. And no journey is the same. We all got stuff. It just gets distributed in different places too. Yeah. And so to definitely tell the instructor, I have no idea what I'm doing. I've never been here before. These are my situations. Because it also is a place where, particularly for Tai Chi, it's so important that you're kind of up close and you can see what the instructor is doing, especially because there's movement. There's moving to the one side and then the other side, that if you just kind of go in the back and not want to say anything, it can feel a little, you miss out on some things, and you may be doing things more than you need to because there are modifications. You know, Nick, we are going to be closing the show soon, but just before we go, I'd love for people just to mention your site again, the DC Tai Chi. And also the going on YouTube. What's next for you on your ever evolving journey?
Well, you know, I'm in a very unique place right now. It's a very transitional place in my martial arts career and just in life in general, becoming a grandpa a couple of years ago, and well, 8 years ago. And, being a grandpa is a wonderful thing, but I'm also sort of a Tai Chi grandpa because I've taught so many people over the years. I mean, literally probably 10,000 students at a modest estimate. So many of those students have become teachers in their own right. And so they have students, and even some of those students have students now. So I have a few generations of people that have come after me. And it's really gratifying to see that Taiji and Qigong are becoming more and more mainstream, and more people are discovering that these ancient arts can be very effective in modern culture and modern life. And, I'm doing as much as I can to help that along, and looking for a book that will be published within the next, I hope, year.
Oh, my gosh.
But I want to do a good one. I don't want to just have it get out there very quickly. And, it's going to be pretty comprehensive.
Well, will you come back after that is done? Because this has been so helpful, and you've really helped all of us today talking about this, about Tai Chi. Thank you so much for being on the show. Again, it's Nick Grayson in www.dctaichi.com. Thank you for being part of the show.
Thank you so much, Eve. It's been a pleasure, and
my
best wishes to you and to your listeners.
Thank you. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our Tai Chi show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. It's such a blessing to be able to do this show each week. Look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.